Hachette Audio presents Hope for Animals and Their World, How Endangered Species Are Being Rescued from the Brink. Written by Jane Goodall with Thane Maynard and Gail Hudson. Read by Jane Goodall. Forward and field notes read by Thane Maynard. Featuring a special conversation with Jane Goodall.
This book is dedicated to the memory of Martha, the last passenger pigeon, and to the last Miss Waldron's colobus, and the last Yangtze River dolphin. As we think of their lonely end, may we be inspired to work harder to prevent others suffering a similar fate.
Forward. Jane's Feather by Thane Maynard. The idea for a book of hopeful stories about wildlife was launched on an autumn evening in 2002. In the middle of a public lecture at a sold-out basketball arena, Jane stepped away from the podium and said her classic line, "Let me tell you a story." Reaching behind the podium, Jane slowly pulled out the largest feather I'd ever seen. Indeed, one of the largest feathers in the world. It was a primary feather from a California condor, the most endangered animal in America. She told the enthralled gathering that she carried it with her for inspiration, because it reminded her not that magnificent creatures were disappearing, as is so often reported even to children, but instead that many species are coming back from the brink of extinction. Thanks to the hard work of a great spectrum of experts, activists, students, and enthusiasts, the California condor is flying again. When her lecture was through, Jane walked up the stairs through the cheering crowd with the feather held aloft like the symbol of a tribal chief. Indeed, in that moment on such a fair fall night, we 6,000 gathered there were a tribe united to care for wildlife and the natural world around us. After all, we had learned such diversity is what holds the earth steady. This audiobook is a starting point to share the hope of such a dream. A dream in which caring people of all ages, from all over the world and all walks of life, show that it is possible to help, rather than harm, the rest of the world around us. For it is not counter to human nature to be hopeful. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It is essential to our nature. People are as persevering as gray squirrels after a bird feeder, and as tenacious as the termites who rebuild the topsoil on the forest floor. And just as nature has evolved to be nearly immeasurably resilient, filling in gaps.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?